Collect 40 tokens, no purchase necessary.
The Beacon Breakfast Crew with Nigel Freshman. Good morning, Beacon Radio.
Come on, twisted at a shattered beat on a Monday morning. Beacon Blue from the best mix of latest hits and greatest memories. 97.2 FM Beacon. 8 minutes past seven, almost 7:08. And stick around if you want to play the ABC game. I'll give you the details of what you got to listen out for next.
While I'm far away from you, my baby.
Waking you up in Rush Hall and Rowley Regis. This is the best mix of latest hits and greatest memories from Beacon with Vinnie McLean and dedicated to the one I love. And if you want to play the ABC game, you've got to listen out for Beacon's number one song from Prince or Symbol or whatever he calls himself these days. The most beautiful girl in the world is the cue song that gets you on the ABC game. If you are lucky caller 97, you get a chance to beat the clock. 10 out of 10 in 30 seconds is what you need to win yourself one of those superb prizes. Now, there's some smashing lovely and great prizes on there. Hundreds of them literally bursting off the computer. Holidays from Hoverland to Spain and Austria. There's Pontins holidays to one of their UK self-catering centres. A brand new washing machine, mountain bike, TV and much, much more. When you hear Prince, get on your phone and be caller 97.
The Indian sends signals from the rocks above the pass.
Oh, I fancy a pint of milk there. Squeeze and Cool for Cats from 97.2 FM Beacon. 14 minutes past 7, 7:14. It's Monday morning, yes, back to the grindstone, back to the four-letter word today, unfortunately. Let's take a look at the roads.
Beacon Radio Travel.
Good morning, West Midlands. AA Roadwatch tell us the M6 southbound is busy between junctions 10A and 8, the M54 and Rayhall. And staying on the M6 southbound, one lane is closed between junctions 9 and 8, Wensbury and Rayhall. Approaching work on the M5 link, watch out for delays there. In Stourton, we still have those gas works with us on the A458 Bridge North Road. And if you're travelling along the A449, there's work to slow you down on the Wolverhampton to Kidderminster Trunk Road between School Lane, Himley and Beggars Bush near Wimborne. Resurfacing work continues in Tipton on the A4123 Birmingham New Road between Tipton Road and Bean Road with a 10 miles per hour speed limit in operation. And in Moxley, the A4038 Moxley Road is closed at the junction with Church Street. That's due to work on the Black Country Spine Road. Other than that, there are no delays or cancellations on the buses, planes or trains this morning. And that's the latest on 97.2.
Okie dokie, time to get over to our brand new School of the Week, providing the gigs for us. It is St Christopher's Primary in Codsall.
Hello. My name's Stephen Kakia. I'm from St. Christopher's School. How do you keep an idiot in suspense? I'll tell you tomorrow.
If you've a car to sell, that's 0345 680 680.
97.2 FM.
Hello, it's 18 minutes past 7.
Beacon Breakfast Crew on Beacon Radio.
Stick around, by the way, and turn the radio up because I'm going to tell you how you could win a sunshine holiday every single day in May. Sounds good, but it's more holidays galore in 94, and the details have to go west. No, they've got Mr. Bean on again tonight. Mind the baby, Mr. Bean. Isn't that amazing that Mr. Bean's voice is just like John Major's? Differences. Mr. Bean's got more charisma. Go west and we close our eyes from the best mix of latest hits and greatest memories. Your official free holiday station. And then if you saw the Expression Star on Friday night, it gave you all the details of holidays galore in 94. But for those of you who didn't manage to see it, it's dead easy. All you got to do is call 0891 972 103. That call will cost you about 24p. And all you got to do is register yourself. Leave your name and your details, your telephone number, etc. You can do it as many times as you like. Register as many times. And then listen out. From the 1st of May, we'll be calling out, OK? When the phone rings, what you got to do is pick it up and say, hello, I want to win a holiday with Beacon Radio. And you need to tell us the day's holiday, OK? Now, what we've got to do is basically listen out to the breakfast show. And we'll tell you every 20 minutes what the holiday of the day is, OK? So make sure you're listening. Answer the phone with the phrase that pays. Tell us the day's sunshine holiday and you win. That's how easy it is. Call 0891 972 103 and register yourself now. 24p. It's all it'll cost you. Credit with a travel agency and owners abroad. Holiday 94, one holiday every single day in May. And it's only on 97.2 FM Beacon. Can take the pressure. It's brand new from Dryzerbone from Beacon. Stand by for the ABC game. It's coming up in the next 15 minutes. And that cue song is Prince or Symbol or whatever he chooses to call himself these days. The most beautiful girl in the world. When you hear it, call me on 754123. Lucky caller 97 gets a chance to beat the clock. 10 out of 10 in 30 seconds is what you need to be an ABC game winner from Beacon. Live from Great Bar to Great Whirly, this is the best mix of latest hits and greatest memories, 97.2 FM Beacon, and the beat Hands Off She's Mine. Stick around, that cue song for the ABC game's coming up. Prince and the Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Also got some Aswad as well, and Gabrielle, and the latest local headlines and John Waters satellite weather's next. Beacon
Radio! Used cars backed by Ford. From the heart of the Black Country on 97.2 FM.
Good morning, West Midlands. This is Andrew Hukin. Detectives investigating the murder of an elderly Birmingham woman are hoping talks with members of her church congregation may solve the murder. Two Protestant men are dead and a third is injured after a terrorist shooting in Northern Ireland. A massacre in Rwanda has claimed the lives of 170 patients and staff at a hospital. Steven Spielberg has stolen the show at the BAFTA Awards, the British version of the Oscars, and concern is growing for the health of singer-turned-actor Dean Martin as he becomes increasingly frail and reclusive. Rachel has the travel news.
Thanks, Andrew. The M6 southbound is slow between junctions 10A and 8, the M54 link and Rahal. In West Bromwich, the A41 Carter's Green dual carriageway at the junction of Old Meeting Street is reduced to single carriageway. That's due to two-way working. And the Clayhanger Road Bridge in Brown Hills is still closed this morning, but there are no problems on the local transport.
And I have no reports of any school closures. We'll have a look now at the morning sports news. That comes from Nigel Dolman.
Wolves kept their playoff hopes alive with a 1-0 win over Luton. Manager Graham Taylor told the Wide World of Sport his side deserves praise for their late challenge.
Four games in 11 days, of which three have been away. To have three wins, I think they deserve a lot of credit.
Albion performed well against Forest but failed to pick up crucial points in their fight against relegation. We asked manager Keith Birkinshaw if he thought survival was slipping away.
We're still in a better position than the ones below us. I think that's a fact of life. You know, if you look up in the Premier League, Tottenham Hotspur were going to be relegated and they've had one win and there's no problems for them now.
The Villa are close to getting a good mix of youth and experience, even though they lost again Saturday. Manager Ron Atkinson was in positive mood.
Players were missing out off both sides. You know, I thought it was a smashing game, actually.
Walsall are surveying the damage after losing to Colchester and having two goals disallowed and their keeper stretched off. Here's manager Kenny Hibbett.
We're never going to get the bounce of the ball. We never got any breaks in the box. And I think they're probably normal. Very, very lucky to get 3 points. I just don't know what I have to do, really, to get results.
Blackburn have missed the chance to pull level with United, drawing 1-1 with QPR. Forest need to win just two of their remaining four games for an automatic return to the Premiership. Swansea have become the first Welsh club since 1927 to win a trophy at Wembley. Former Shrewsbury Town player John Cornforth captained them to a 3-1 victory over Huddersfield to lift the autoglass. In Speedway tonight at Monmouth Green, Wolves entertain Heathens in a league meeting, and the best bet is number one, Peter Quinns. Pontefract, 4:15. Each way, Southall, 4:30. Number four, off the air.
Cheers, Nige.
Excuse me. Could you do me a big favor and give me the weather report?
Okay, John Boy.
It's a chilly start to the day, and it's not going to be as warm as it was during the weekend. Most places starting off bright, but showers now over Wales will soon spread in. These in turn will be followed by sunny periods in the afternoon, but then more general rain will spread in from the southwest this evening. Today's top temperature 13 or 14, 55 to 57 Fahrenheit. There'll be outbreaks of rain overnight with a low of 6 and 43, and the next two or three days are going to be unsettled, but temperature's about average. Right now it's 4 and 39.